Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Word. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cesar Gutierrez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Kilkenny. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mike Kilkenny. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drago. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly, who is chasing the ball. Kaline reaches third base with a triple. Stanley goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Word fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shaw. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Shaw steals second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shaw moves to third. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball four. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stanley. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. Stanley steals second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutierrez. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. Frien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to second. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0 for 1 in the game. Drago strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kilkenny is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kilkenny fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Cash reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella who is chasing the ball. Horton reaches third base with a triple. Cash scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 2 in the game. Frien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutierrez. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. Oliver moves to third. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kilkenny fields it and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kilkenny strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McAuliffe. The throw from Rodriguez to Hernandez and they have McAuliffe trapped. The throw over to Oliver, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into right field. Kelly picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kelly. Stanley goes all the way around to score. Kaline moves to third. It's 5 to nothing, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. That run is unearned. It's 6 to nothing, Tigers. Ken Wright now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dalton Jones now playing first base. Elliot Maddox now playing right field. Luis Alcaraz pinch hits for Ken Wright. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kilkenny fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. Bill Frean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frean is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Frean hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kilkenny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Schall moves to second. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schall scores. Hernandez moves to second. It's 6-1, Tigers. Rich Severson pinch hits for Al Fitzmaurice. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Hedlund now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maddox, who is chasing the ball. Otis reaches third base with a triple. Fred Lasher now pitching. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Otis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, Tigers. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliver is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.